Hello,
Hello.
hello. I think when I got a request to start a new circuit already. I think people are getting tired of this daf chav. I don't see why. But okay.
I think there's still plenty more on the half.
What?
I think there's still plenty more to do on that half.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, but I can relate to
But I got a request. So that we'll finish the Chemda Shlomo and then maybe we'll move on. Chemda Shlomo really gets into the topic that we were discussing, which is it? Is there a mitzvah yibum? That's really the main question. Rashi pretty clearly says there isn't. Or at least he says you're not mekayim a mitzvah. And the Parshat Drachim, we weren't sure. We thought there was a stira in the Parsha Drachim. Sharon Melech seems to say there is no mitzvah yibum, because it's not even a Kenyan yibum. Okay, so let's read the Sharon. Yeah, are we here? So we're finishing the sugya. That's a decision. The guys, game duck, I mean, they say we should finish dafka. Enough. Another than enough. You have to learn something else. So I just want to do this Chemda Shlomo and see how it fits in with everything, and then we'll move on. So we're doing the Chemda Shlomo. So okay, we're really up to the nearly Raya Gedida, the Mai Damasik. Okay, basically let's read it again from there. And nearly, so I sent the Chemda Shlomo about a week ago. So it's on Chaf Amud Beis, and he starts Diri Maskil Venirli. Venirli Rai Gedolei Leman Mitnezeh. Okay, I don't think we have to know what the Nezeh is. He can say it again. Mimai Da Asik Rava La Milsi Da Amri. So the Gemara Rava says that by Chayve is no Yibo because it's Efshe Kayim Shneim. The Gemara shrugs up Rava Tifta from Imbalo Kana. The Ikshe Taisa Tema. The Rava Gufa Moisem. So if you would have asked me, I would have thought that Tavis is asking that the exact same kasha that Rava shrugged up Rav Gidu, or I don't know if it was Rav Gidu or the stamina of the Gemara who was using Rav Gidu. I don't know if it was Rav Gidu himself or that the Gemara wanted to apply Rav Gidu's process for Chayvei. I don't think it was Rav Gidu himself. I think it's the stamma of the Gemara. And Rava shrugged it up with Imbalo Kano. So how can it be that he gets shrugged up the same way?
And
So
that's a
I
kasha
would.
on Rava, right?
What?
That's a kasha on Rava, like what happened to your memory? It's not on the
Right.
Maksha, it's on Rava. So I think
Right.
it's different in the Chemda Shloim.
Right. So I'm saying, so I would have thought that the kasha is that the very same exact kasha that you, Rava, used to shlug up Rav Gidu, the application of Gidu, is the kasha on you. So, but the Chemda Shloimo is Midayik from the Lashon of Taisis. The Rava Gufa Moisei Mehai Braisa. He doesn't say Moshe Mehai Kusha. So the Chayra Yigdal Atem Aloshin Atayvis. The Hikshu Shiraba Moshe Mehai Brisa. The Havet and Achas Yoter Mishan Yashal Hai Kusha Gufe. So the Il Moshe Rabba the Fimai the Saga Taita. Then I say Dechal Else and Beiva Mitaim Vadot Bado. Also the Goshaka Tayu. Again, Hikshu Hai Kusha Gufa. The Lashon HaTayvis Match the Kusha Murak Tako Yoda. In other words, the Chemda Shleimo is Medayik from the Lashon the Taisus. That Taisus is not asking, it's not asking that the very same Kasha that the Gubrava at on Rav Gido is the Kasha on Rava. But Taisus is asking a much weaker Kasha. Granted, it's a different Kasha. And you could say, granted, it's a different kasha, but the kasha is based on the braisa, and Rava obviously knew the braisa, right? Which is a very, you know, it's a weak question because maybe he knew the braisa, but he didn't hold to the question. Once you admit it's a different question, so, you know, that it's not such a shver kasha, but that's how he's being medayik in the Lashon of Taisus.
And who's the Kasha on, according to him? Taisus is actual Kasha.
And Rava also.
What do you mean? What did Rava do wrong? He has a beautiful
because
split.
Since the Gemara is assuming that the Braisa is a steer to Rava, so and he's taking the Gemara's word for it.
I mean, but Rava obviously has a chilek. That's the
no,
whole point.
No, he doesn't know any chilek that Rava has. And therefore, the only answer is that Rava didn't know the Braisa. But you can't say that. So that's Taisus's Kasha. Rava obviously knew the Braisa. The Gemara is saying that the Braisa is in Stira to Rava. So what was Rava thinking?
I thought the whole point is it's not exactly the same Kasha. Because
exactly the same, but right. The Gemara is saying it's a good question.
No, but I'm saying, but the severity is not as bad.
Not
that's
the same exact question. But the Maisa, the Gemara leaves it Yufta. So it's
what's
a question that there's no answer to. So,
what's the difference between the two kashas? According
we'll
to
see. That's what he's asking. That's the Chemda Shlomo's question. What's the difference between the two questions? But the Chemda Shlomo is me medayik in the Lashon of Taisus. Taisus could have asked a stronger question. That's the exact same question. Instead, Taisus asked, and obviously you knew the Braisa. So that means that he's saying that Taibis is assuming that it's a slightly different question, except that it's Shver, because obviously, I mean, the Gemara has no answer to the question. So the only seemingly answer is that Rava was unaware of the Braisa, and that you can't say. So that's Taibis's Kasha. But he's Medayik from the Gemara's Lashon that it's a different question. Okay, that's his dig. To be honest, I wouldn't have made that dig because Taibis is Lashon is Rava Guba Moses Mehai Braisa. In the Hashe Taisa Mine, I would have read the exact same question. There's the questions from the Braisa, the whole question from the Braisa. But okay, I'm not a bar plucked. I don't see anyone that's clearly not like the Chemda Shleimo. So he's assuming that Taibis is granting it's a different question. He's just asking, so what? Okay, so let's keep on reading. So why is there a different kasha? Okay, nearly. You need start of the other. The fiat sab is fair the Rambam. This is Eshesach Paka. In other words, the Rambam holds the Eshesach is Paka. We saw that in the Parsha Drachim. Derived from the Rambam, the Eish HaTzach is Paka, because the Rambam says something like the Marsha, that you're kinda a kinyan for herself. So that obviously means that the Eish HaTzach is Paka. In other words, so why shouldn't it be a Baal HaKano? You should have a Kenyan Yibum. What's the Gemara's problem? In other words, even if I, the Rambam speaking by Chai Ve'Lavim, I'd say, but it's who a Din by Chai Ve'Lavim if the Din would be that it's Esher Nekayim Shneim, because nonetheless, the Rambam says that the Isser Eish HaTzach goes off. So the same thing should be true in Rava's case. If Ein Esei Deicha Lo Sasei She'efsher Lekayim Shneim, so it's the same thing. There's just two different reasons why Ein Esei Deicha. Either it's not doiche because it's a losa say vasei, or it's not doiche because efshe nekayim shneim. So in both cases, we should assume the Eish HaTzach goes off. And if the Eish HaTzach goes off, so why shouldn't it be then a Baal HaKano? And this is the same kasha. This is not the, I don't want to say this is the same kasha that the Shara Melech has, the Shara Melech has, it should be in Baal HaKano of a Kenyan Kedushin. And he's asking, it should be in Baal HaKano with a Kenyan Yibum. Right? It's a different question. Okay, my matching water in Baal HaKano, but the Eben have a Yibum. Right? So he's asking, his Havamina was that it's mamish yibum, not like the shamela chavamina that it's kedusha. Okay, tzarech lomar, given the osur it is yadi abe, midiraisa kein abe bia psuda, isricha chalitza. Well, kein oshay b'olamay b'olokano the mashma kinyan negamor. So his answer is that it's a quasi yibum. This is a whole different confusion here. That there's such a thing, I know it might be midrabanan, but there's such a thing as a quasi yibum. When you do a bia psula, so it's not a good yibum. You need chalitza.
We're not saying that it's mikoach Eish HaTzach.
No.
Eish HaTzach is paka.
Kedushin is chal. But you and it's a Kenyan Yibum, but it's not a Kenyan Yibum that has the ability to mafkia zika, because it's a bia psula. That's a sugya. I don't remember what that a bia psula, the Yibum cannot pater from chalitza.
There's a chalitza psula, not chalitza psula does that.
Okay, but he's saying it by bia psula.
I'm saying that's an extension. I'm just saying that the sugya is probably not chalitza.
So he's saying, but other than it's a there's such a thing as a quasi yibum. So therefore, right, in other words, this is a third shita. The Sharmela said it's not yibum at all. That's why it doesn't work by karcho. Only Kedushin. The Avdeimuim learned it's Yibum, but it doesn't remove the Zika from the other Tsaras. The Kenyan Yibum without Mitzvah Yibum. And he has some kind of middle level that's a Bia Psuda. Okay.
So I'm sorry. When he says Vitzvicha Chalitza, he's referring to who? To the Tsara or to herself?
I do not know. The simple mashmos of the lashon is mashmos to her herself. But sure, I don't.
But
know.
that would be against the Rambam, no?
Yes, it would be against the Rambam. So I don't know. That's why. But I'm not sure whether he's going in the Rambam. There's a common adab that she does the Rambam. So it might be going in the in the sheet of Tysus. But if he's also Shaper.
Well, maybe that's why he has that bracket.
Right, because he's not going to Rambam. But if he's also Shaper. To the ill Sakadaita, saying that they thought they should be Ebum. Historic Laimar. Kamasha, Silver Rajba, Jadvini, Surya, Kamo. In other words, the ill we thought that we're learning out from the Pasik of Yavimto that the essay can't be Deicha the Losa say. So what must be Pshat? In other words, why not? I essay Deicha the Losa say, makes no sense. So the only potential answer could be is because there's an Ashes of the Chadrin and Easter at Kamo. In other words, when we're learning out from a drasha, then it's not Deicha. So, in order that it shouldn't be in Stira to the rule that Essay Deicha Losa say, so the only answer we have at that point is to say that there's no HSL, that there's an HSL. But maybe since that's the answer, so they ain't got to see solution cloud. So therefore, Hiksha Rava Kusha Limita, so Rava has a good Kasha, Hatayim Badokano. Says in Badokano, be Amrit, the Chai Vilamit Chalitza Ramim, the Rimi Libelo Ramim. So then they have to say there's an Isser HSL. And if there's an Ashes, because otherwise it will be Essay Deichanosa say. So you have to say that there's an Ashes, if there's an Ashes, you can't have a Bono Kano. The Hainuk, as far as the Rajba, that Aramim Cloudy Yibum, that it can't be Yibum at all. The Hadra needs to recamba, because you're coming back, it's Mukhrok, but you're getting back the Isser Ashes. If you're getting the Isser Ashes, then it's not Shaykh Yibum at all. Abu Hashto, the Tirith Rava, the Mishamachi ain't essay the Yibum, Deichel Osei, from the Esher Bechalitza. But once we come along with the Svara of Esher Bechalitza, Lufiket, Osirk, Lavra, Pokesh, Reshishach. So we don't have to say, in other words, the Pashtist is the Eshishach goes off. We only assume the Eshishach doesn't go off because Kahechroch. Because we have to explain why ain't essay Deicha. But once we have a valid explanation that the essay is not Deicha because it's Etcher and Kaim Shneim, then there's no reason to say Lopaka is there Eshesach. The only reason it's not Deicha is Shum Deshev Bechalitza. So then it should be Yossi Shaper in the Baal Okano. So now we don't have to say that there's an Eshesach. There's no Hechloch to send an Eshesach. And therefore, Rava made perfect sense. And so that's his basic answer. That if you're going to say that the Drasha is teaching you that there's no Yibum even by Lav, it's in Stira to Essay Deicha Losa say. So the only possible answer to answer that Stira is that there's an Eshesach. We would have thought in Svar there is no Eshesach. But in order to answer the Stira, you have to say there is an Eshesach. So good. Once you have to say there's an Eshesach, then you have to say in Bala Lokano because of the Eshesach. But now that you're saying that the reason why there's no Yibum is not because Essay Dechalosa say, but rather because Esher Nekayim Shneim, but there's no Hefrok to say there's an Eshesach. So we go back to the Pashas that there is no Eshesach. If the Pashas is there is no Eshesach, so then it should be in Baal Okano. Rakosh, Akinavi, Biasura, Boy Chalitza, Kvokay. Ukimov, the Makshak, Marling, the Kaman, Amad, the Merpatra, Sarasa. In other words, the Gemara's Kasha is, but even though in Baal Okano, and in Kano, Akinyan Yibum, but since it's a Bia Asura, so a Bia Asura makes a Pigam in the Kinyan Yibum. You only get a quasi Kinyan Yibum. So So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, since it's usur to do, so it's not mistabrish and pater from Chalitza or the Tzara. In other words, that when it says kana, it just means that you need to get. But you still need chalitza. In other words, even though it's a bia psuda, still patras herself, that's a sara. So when you're discussing yourself, it totally works. So Rava wasn't bothered by the kasha, because the bottle kano could just mean that there's a kinyan, kedush, a kinyan, kedushin is tyson. But enochinami, it doesn't necessarily mean it's mafkia zika. In other words, in the Gemara, the first step, you have to say that it's an eishesach, because otherwise, why is it an einasei deicha lohosa say? And if there's an eishesach, you know, you can't have a bottle kano at all, and you wouldn't even need a get. So why is it saying bottle kano? But now that we say that kedushin is taibes, it's just that it's not a good kedushin to pater zika. So that's debatable whether that's called the Bala Kano. Rava could hold it's called the Bala Kano because the Maisa you get a Kenyan. And the Gemara is saying it's not called the Bala Kano because it doesn't pop to the Zika.
What's Tosa's question? Can Rebbe explain that one more time, please? At that step, Tosa, you be Tosa's. I don't understand the question. You have Rava has a beautiful chilek, which I assume the Gemara knows, and the Gemara is entitled to say that's not a good chilek. Everybody's great. Rav is great. He didn't have any memory lapses. And Makshin's great because Lamais, it's a chilek. Tosis is a tema. What's the problem? Rav, of course, yes. I have no problem. My memory's fine. I have a beautiful, the Brisa was a knockout
Gemara,
punch.
The Gemara, the Maisa, shlugged up Rav. The Gemara shlugged up Rava because the Gemara assumes
Mara is entitled to say
Bala Kano means that it even patters its son.
Okay, so it's a mouthful.
Kano means that it patters herself from Chalitza and Yibam.
What's Tosa so excited about? What's the problem?
Because Tosa feels, since the Gemara, the Gemara shlugged up Rava.
Well, once I shlugged up, it said it knew what he held and says, no, we hold him.
The Gemara says Tiyufta. So the Gemara says Tiyufta. That means that the Gemara feels that this is a Tiyufta and Rava. So Tivis is bothered. So if the Gemara felt that this is a Tiyufta and Rava, then what was Rava thinking? Rava should have known this Tiyufta.
He had a beautiful chilek.
But it's obviously not a beautiful chilek because the Gemara says Tiyufta.
If I can't, we just went to say why there's a huge chilek between the two kashas. What do you mean? What was Rava thinking?
But he had Rava, a beautiful. But you see the Gemara.
Gemara argued. The Gemara argues
so
a lot of times.
That chiddick is not a good chiddick.
So what do you want from Rava, though?
It's a good chiddick, but it's still schwer.
What do you want from Rava? What did he do wrong? What did Rava do wrong? He's not allowed to have chiluk.
Rava could not. Tivis is saying that since the Gemara tells us that the Rava is upshlag from this braisa, being because the Gemara makes a diak in the Lashon and Bala Kano to mean that Bala Kano means either that it patters, they don't need Chalitza, and or that it patters Tzara. So the type is as a Kasha. So since the Gemara is adamant that this Brisa is a Chloraya, because the Gemara says Tiyufta, Tiyufta doesn't mean that he's daichik.
If I met Rava on the street and I said, Rava, what's going on? How's your memory? What's the story? You asked on one.
That's is gotcha, Rava. We wouldn't know what Rava would say because the Gemara is telling us.
But
that
we just
not a good answer.
But Rava's
the
obvious.
The fact that the Gemara said Tiyufta proves that the Gemara holds that the diak from the Lashon of Ibala Kano is an eisen diet that's unarguable with, because otherwise the Gemara could not have said tiyufta. Gemara says tiyufta. That means the Gemara holds that when you say abado kado, that means that you don't need chalitza. It means you pata nitzara. That's what the words mean, and the Gemara is insistent. It's tiyufta.
And therefore, Rebbe says,
if the Gemara is insistent, so now we don't understand. Now, to say that Rava argued with that is not possible.
So Rebbe is saying the only other pshat that Gemara has is that Rava forgot somehow. That's
Tavis is Gasha. So Tavis Gasha, the Rava, right? Others. The only other pshat that would have been good is that Rava didn't know the Braisa. But Tavis says that's not true because Rava obviously knew the Braisa. So therefore, Tavis is saying it's very strange. Rava obviously knew the Braisa. The Gemara says it's Tziyufta. I mean that this is that it's a diak from the Lashon is very strong. So what pshat in Rava? That's Tavis is Kasha.
And what does it mean that it's not the same exact Kasha? If
not
it's
the same exact Kasha, because the Maisa Rava's Kasha was that there should be an Ashes up. And therefore you can't even get a Kinyan. While the Gemara's Kasha is not that there should be an, even without an Ashes up, you can't get a Ptur Zika because it's a Biopsula. They can't Pater itself or the Tzara.
Same kasha in the words that in Balukano doesn't make sense. One's a full fail, it did nothing, and one is a partial fail, which the Gemara says is the same thing. So it really is the same kasha. The question
okay,
is.
But it's a. And Tavis is Meduyik. The Chemnish Lambo is saying that Tavis Lashon and Meduyik. Tavis doesn't ask it the exact same kasha because it's slightly different. Rabbi was asking that according to you, there should be an Eshesach, and here the Braisa says there's a Kinyan. And the Gemara later is asking that according to you, it should be a B'Absuda, and here the Gemara says there's a Kinyan.
But the Chemnishlam was saying,
different it's question.
Not, the Chemnishlam was saying, Befeirush, it's not as strong. So Rav is not allowed to have, Rav can't hold of a Chilik if it's not
it's
as strong?
Very neat, not. That's what you have to say. That Tavis holds that if the Gemara says Tiyufta, then it's Deichek that Rava disagreed, because then the Gemara would not say Tiyufta. So so that's why Tavis leaves the Shmir, but it's not the exact same Kasha.
At the end of the paragraph, isn't it a little mashma that he's actually asking on the Gemara, not on Rava?
Let me keep on reading. I didn't get to the end yet, right? Okay. Let's keep on reading. The Gemara's kasha is not so strong. Because theoretically, you could come up with a tremendous daichik. The Gemara doesn't hold of it. But you could theoretically have said such a thing that when it says in Baal Kana, it means get. Which don't worry about herself, not the Sarah. And Rak Sarasa la Patra, be of Suda. Only doesn't work but it's Sarah, but not for himself. Rock that Gemara.
Let me read, please. No, I'm just trying to say what that would mean. The brother could do Yibum on the Tzara?
The brother would have to do Chalitza on the Tzara.
He couldn't do Yibum?
Can't do Yibum because it'd be too batim. But if she's Potter, she's Mutter the Shuk, and the other Tzaras will not be Mutter the Shuk until you get Chalitza.
But the brother couldn't do Yibum in this case.
The Gemara's cash is because Bado Kana means totally. The Sirenei Na Gemara, Na Kobana Srichalita. The Gemara holds in Svara that you do need chalitza, either not like the Rambam, that she patters herself. Keep the rubber, you have the high price. Since your rubber obviously knew this price, if gain, oh, so Sandy's saying I'm misreading this. So let's read what he says. What does Tavis mean to say? So I was reading Tavis Kashes, it's a Kash and rubber. That the Maisa, the Gemara, must have known. How did Rabba make such a mistake? You see, the Gemara Klar holds that it's such a mashmos. So what was Rabba thinking? So he says, no, that's not Tavis is Kasha. Habre v'stama the Gemara v'hochia the spirit of Rabba, the Persian Bala called of the boy Chalitza Bemis. Oh, the Mitzvah Nafshe, no being Chalitza, the Sheet is a Rabba. You keep it in the back of the mirror, the price says, do it, stop in the rubber. You can't actually tell me, nay, but don't hate it. Okay, you're right. Sandy is right. I forgot what he said over the weekend, whatever. Not on the same weekend, over the last week. He's saying a little different than what I was saying. I was saying that Tavis's Kasha is that the Maisa, since the Gemara says to Yufta, that means the Gemara feels that this is such an eyes and kasha. So the Maisa, what did Rava do with this kasha? Granted, it's not the same kasha that Rava has before, but it's also a good kasha. So what would
every
do
time,
with it? So
every time the Gemara answers.
One second. But the Chemda Shlomo is saying just the opposite. Is that obviously Rava knew the Brisa. So how did Rava not have this kasha? Must be. The Rava made a daichik in Lashem, and he said, "In Balo Kano doesn't mean Kano 100%. It means it doesn't mean that you popped it from a chalitza. It doesn't mean that you popped it at Zara. So if obviously in Balo Kano could be." Rava obviously drained it that way, and the Gemara must have understood that Rava drained it that way. So what's the Gemara's kasha shift on Rava?
Every time the Gemara asks from a Mishnah, the Mishnais, the Amoraim knew all the Mishnais for sure. And so whenever we ask a Tiyufta, you could say the same thing. He learned the Mishnah. He must have had a pshat. So Teretz is okay. That's good. We don't hear any chiluk. Like why? Okay. So why isn't that every time the Gemara has a tiyufta?
Mary, the way you sound like he's saying is that normally when the Gemara has a kasha, you can say that he was unaware of that brisa.
No, Mishnah. I'm saying a Mishnah. They knew all Mishnayos.
I don't know. You have to know when they ask him a Mishnah, but maybe they don't. Apparently they don't ask them a Mishnah and then say Tiyufta.
They don't?
Yeah, I don't know. But he's saying that if they ask them a Mishnah, and obviously the person that you're asking on knew that Mishnah, and he had a way out, and so that means that there is a way out.
You don't have a right that we don't, the Makshin says we.
You have no right to say Tiyufta. Tiyufta means that like you are slugged up. Not slugged up, way out.
Something that we
not
accept.
Way out, that's your opinion, but don't say Tiyufta. Right, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying, the Chemda Shlomo. So that the Tavis's problem is, and why is the Gemara saying Tiyufta? Why is the Gemara saying Tiyufta? Obviously, Rav had a way out. Rav obviously knew the Brisa. Adonai, Rav had a way out. What's Rav's way out? Because here there's no, it's not Ruchel, there's an Eshesach. Since there's no Eshesach, you could say in Bar Kano that you get a, whatever, you get a Kenyan without, you get a partial Kenyan. So it's a partial Yibum. It patters herself, it patters from the need to get. So Rava obviously had a way out. So you can't say Tjufta.
Can I ask this a basic question? I'm trying to understand. Rava's kasha was that he felt, if I'm remembering correctly, he felt that if there was a way you could potcher with chalitza, so then you can't say, I say, dechalitza say, right?
Wait, what? Rava, not, that wasn't Rava's kasha. Rava, there's two Ravas. There's Rava first, and he shlugged up Rav Gido. And then there's three people in the Gemara. There are four people. There's Rav Gido that said that we learned from the Pasuk that ain essay that even there's a losa say there's no yibum. There's Rava who shlugged up Rav Gido. There's Rava himself who comes out with the same din of Rav Gido seemingly, but from a different source, not from a Pasuk, but from a Svara, because it's Esher Nekayim Shneim. And then there's the Gemara.
That meaning Chalitza. You could do Chalitza.
Yes. And there's a Gemara that shlugs up Rava from the same Brisa of Imbalo Kano. So those are the four steps. There's Rav Gido, who Rava shlugs up from the Brisa, and there's Rava, who the Gemara shlugs up from the Brisa.
So the shlug up Lachara means that according to Rava, if the Gemara can prove Baalo Kano, then Rava shlugged up.
Right, because the Gemara is assuming that Abad Okano means total opinion, even to including toward Sarah. Because Abad Okano is assuming that Abad Okano means total.
So the wiggle room for Ravo could be if theoretically it was good enough to potter her but not potter the Sarah.
Or a different wiggle room that it needs a get, but you still need Chalitza. And Abad Okano is just discussing the Kinyan, but not discussing whether or not you need chalitza.
Meaning a get, because he just kind of, all he did was kedushin.
He got a kinyan yibum, but the kinyan yibum did not remove zika. So you can get a kinyan yibum, which does not remove zika's yibum, and therefore you still need chalitza. That's what he seemed to say.
So if there was no tsara in that case, he would have to give her chalitza.
Yes, that's what he says in the beginning of the piece.
So what does that mean, the Kenyan Yibum, that you're then going to give the same person Chalitza?
Yes, because the Kenyan Yibum does not remove the Zika's Yibum. It just doesn't remove Zika, it's just the Kenyan.
Does it make her his wife?
Yes, that's what he said.
So he gives her Chalitza and then she's still his wife?
Yes. There's two separate things. There's a Kenyan Yibum, and before he did anything to her, there was a Zika. Now he makes a Kenyan Yibum. So now there's a double bond. There's a bond of Zika and a bond of marriage. So if he wants to pater her, he has to do both. He has to do get and chalitza. But he says in the...
That would be according to Rava, we're saying, or according to everybody?
According to Rava. He says it, and he says, I'm a hacha, here it's Rava, in this first column. The Mishum Ochay and Esay Dorecha Yibam, not a Mishum, the Esher Bechaditza. Or if he said, a certain other Apoka Yisrael Shizah, Rak Mishum, the Esher Bechaditza, was his Shaper, the Mbal Okano, so he's saying that it's kone, but you need chalitza. Okay, that means you need both, get and chalitza.
So then what's the Gemara's, if according to that, the Gemara doesn't have a question?
Because the Gemara felt that that's daifik in the lashon of Imbal Okano. Imbal Okano's mashma, that it's kone completely, just like any yibum, that you don't need chalitza. And Rava would hold that you need chalitza. According to Rava, should come out, you need chalitza, because it's once it's a bia psula, so logically you should need chalitza. Okay, anyway, but let's try and figure out, summarize what this does for us, besides confusion. Basically, we had, just trying to organize the sugya Maybe this was not the best thing to organize the sugya with. It's just more confusion. But okay, we had a basic shaida. By Chayve Lavin Vaasei, according to the halacha, the maskana, if you do yibum, do you get a mitzvah yibum or don't you get a mitzvah yibum? So the Marsha says beferish, you do not get a mitzvah yibum. The Shar Melech says beferish, you can't get a kinyan yibum. So we're assuming that means for sure you don't get a mitzvah yibum too, where we assumed. Because if you want to be a kinyan mitzvah yibum, you'll get a kinyan yibum of some level, seemingly. Okay, so they seem to hold there's no mitzvah yibum. It seems other people, the Menuhim said that you can get a kinyan yibum. But even the Abnei Meluim was going in the Marsha, which seemed to say, the Marsha said beferish that there's no mitzvah yibum. So the Abnei Meluim was going in the Marsha and was seemed to be saying that you can get a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum. So it sounds like that the Chemda Shlomo is something like in the Marsha's camp, because he said beferish is a kinyan yibum.
So I thought the case of the Chemda Shlomo was just a regular chayve lavin.
Yes and no. How's that for an answer?
I just what Rebbe seems to be mishing the two things together.
That's right, because that's what the Chemda Shlomo is doing too. Because they're the same thing. We're switching. The Rava was speaking by Chayve Lavin, and he was saying that by Chayve Lavin, since it's Efsher Bechalitza, ain't as a Daichet.
So Rava's version of Chayve Lavin is similar to ours, Chayve Lavin Asei?
Let me answer your question before you try and scream at me. Rava was speaking by Chayve Lavin, and he was speaking by, not Chayve Lavin Asei, and he was talking the second Rava, and he was discussing Chayve Lavin, if it's, we don't say Asei Deichalos Asei, because it's Efsher Bechalitza. Gemara and the Chemda Shlomo is being medame that because the whole Taisvis is comparing it to the first case where Rav Gidda was from a Chayve Lavin Vaasei. So if the Chemda Shlomo and Taisvis and other people too is comparing Ein Esei Doiche Lo Sasei Vaasei, which we have in the, according to everybody, to Rava, ain't essay daichalofa say shafshir kaim shneim, because it's just two different reasons why you can't be daicha the essay. So it makes no difference if ain't essay daicha, I mean, we can't be daicha the losa say. It makes no difference if you can't be daicha the losa say because it's efshir bechalitza, or because it's an essay and a losa say. Either way, at the end of the day, you cannot be daicha the losa say.
So isn't that a leap though, Rebbe? Is it likely to say that the ase knocks out the loisa ase, but there's still an ase left, so you're stuck? As opposed to the case of Rava, where he's saying there's a technicality why the ase can't do loisa ase because of Efshir Kaim Shneim.
I don't know what you're saying. Which one? I don't know which one.
Loisa ase v'ase, there's an ase. You could say that the ase knocks out the lois ase, but there's another ase still sticking its head up.
So you're saying that if anything, ain't ase doicha lois ase shetra kashneim should be worse.
I would think so. I think you could argue that.
You're making that's for sure not going to help anyone, because that's the opposite of the Gemara. That's the opposite. The Gemara, Rava went ahead and shlugged up Rav Gidl, which was by Losa Seva Asei. And then Rava himself got schlugged up from the same brisa. So the mashmos is that even though Rava agrees that the brisa schlugs up Rav Gido, it doesn't schlug himself up. That means that Rava feels that if ain esay doicha lo sasei vaasei, that's, I mean, if ain esay, I'm sorry, Rav Gido was by ain esay doicha lo sasei with a pasuk. I'm sorry. Okay, but Rav Gido was, if ain esay doicha, I take it back. Rav Gido was by ain esay doicha lo sasei with a pasuk. Right? There are three cases. I'm sorry. I said that. I made a mistake. Wrong. Take it back. But okay. But
I'm saying it's an obstacle to the assay, that doesn't mean that they're exactly the same.
Yeah, that's what they seem to be assuming.
Okay. So we're learning. Whatever we learn by Lo Sasei V'Asei, we're going to say is similar to Rava's version of Efter L'Kaim Shneim of Lo Sasei.
Parshav shot, because in both cases the din is that the essay is not daicha.
So if it can do a minor bo lo kanu, but you still have to do chalitza, then it's the same. Whatever that is, the din would be the same.
Parshav shot, it's the same. Yes, but the yes, okay. There are three cases here. There's the Rav Gido, who learned out from a pasuk that there's no yiba by chai ve'esei. There's Rava, who learns out misvara that there's no yiba by chai ve'esei because efshar l'kayim shneihem. And there's chai ve'lavim ve'asei that we know misvara that there's no yiba. But the Gemara, that's in the Marsha for sure, equated them all together. He said beferish that they're all equated.
So the Marsha's version that there's a kedushin going on would be Rava's version also here.
The Marsha's version that there's kedushin would be by all the cases.
By Rava's case as well.
Except the only thing that the Chemda Shlomo is saying. The Chemda Shlomo is saying that in case number one, when we learn out from a pasuk, then ain esay doicha lo sasei, in that one case there can't be a kedushin. That's what the Chemda Shlomo is saying, because the Chemda Shlomo is saying just a trick that if the pasuk is telling us and ain that there's no yibum by chai ve'lavim alone. And you don't have the svar of efshar l'kayim shneihem, it's just tam ein esay doicha lo sasei. So then there's a kasha. Why is it ein esay doicha lo sasei? So we have to say that the reason is because is an iser of an eshes och, and therefore it will be the mother lo kano. Okay.
So let me
try and say something. I just want to get everyone confused. Dandy, can I get you confused? The mutter. We'll try and get you confused. What is the Chemda Shlomo
saying? If we're starting a new sugya tomorrow, then okay.
Okay. What is the Chemda Shlomo saying? The Chemda Shlomo is saying like this, that Rava's kasha on the first lashon was stark, because according to the first lashon, the pasuk is telling you that ain esay deichelo, that there's no yibum by chai ve esay. So the pasuk is telling you there's no yibum by chai ve esay.
By chai ve lavin.
We have a tremendous kasha. Hi, why don't we say esay deichelo? So the answer has to be that the Rashba, that the esay, that the Losa says Mistarev with the Eshetzach. Oh, once you have to come out to that answer, then you're going to have to come out to Mbado Lokano, because it's Lotapsi Bokadushan, it's an Eshetzach. So that's why Rava bombed out the Rav Gido, because he felt that according to Rav Gido, it's muchlok that there has to be an eshesach. But Rava himself didn't get bombed out, didn't feel he gets bombed out because he doesn't have to say that there's an eshesach. Right? That,
so according to Rav Gita, would there be chalitza?
Wait. Let me try and talk with these. Let me try. Rav Gita says yes, there's chalitza. Rav Gittel said beferish, Yeshua Yavama
Achas. Can I have Eishas off
in Chalitza? Rav Gittel says, Yeshua Yavama Achas, She'ein Oire Legibam, Va'oire Lechalitza. Does the part, the Gemara has a kasha on Rav Gittel that they put the positive by Chai Be'lav, and Rabbi has a kasha, Ha'i Shteit and Ba'al O'Kano. Says Zechem Dashlomo, what was Rabbi's tremendous kasha? I, Rav himself, is not misfoyo from the kasha of Bar Elkano, because there's a question. How can the Pasuk say there's no Yibum? Why don't you say, say, must be that because there's an Eishesach, if there's an Eishesach, so it has to be a Bar Elkano. That's what the Chemda Shlomo says. So the Fian here is Daiti. The Chemda Shlomo is very schwer because he's making a gigantic jump between Rava step one and Rava step two, meaning as follows. Rava originally did not know the Svar of, did not hold that we don't, of the Svar of Efshin Akai and Shneim over here. Rava at the end is mechadesh that lav milsi da amri because Esther the kaim shneya. Okay, so there's a shiko adas. Is this called Esther the kaim shneya? If it's not called Esther the kaim shneya, the maskan is it's not called Esther the kaim shneya because chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvah. Rav appeared in the beginning held that chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvah, and right, that's what Rav apparently held. And and then Rav changed his mind and thought chalitza makom yibam is a mitzvah. Okay, basically something like that. But according to the Chemda Shlomo, it's very, very strange because Rav in the first shot, he has a kasha on Rav Gittel. Not a kasha, he has a kasha on the Torah. According to you, Rav Gittel, the pasuk is saying that there's no yibum by chai ve'yesei lavim. Why not? Why don't we say yesei deichalosa say? And based on that kasha, he was forced into saying zet min defun is an eishesach. Now they're saying zet min defun is an eishesach. Oh, so why is it a bodo kano? So why was he forced into saying zet min defun is an eishesach? Why did they just say zem in the fun efshir b'chalitza? So Teret says that he didn't hold to the
start. But then Rava, we ask the kasha himself.
I'm still talking. Sorry. So must be he didn't hold in the beginning of the svar of efshir b'chalitza. But that's very, very daichik because you're making the machlokes between the two Ravas so big. It's one thing. Before the Chemda Shlomo, Rava in the beginning held the Ashra says we don't say Efshir B'chalitza, and Rava at the end holds that the Ashra says we do say Efshir B'chalitza. But according to the Chemda Shlomo, what's coming out is that Rava in the beginning was so adamant against the Svar of Efshir B'chalitza that he felt that rather than say the svar of Efshir B'chalitza, we're going to have to say Zetman from the Torah that the Isser Eish Yisach comes back, which is not the Pashtas.
Rav Gittel doesn't miss with that.
And
Rav Gittel
only,
doesn't work with that.
So there's the extreme between the two Ravas are they're like Rava switched from Svaris Hafuchas. Rava in the beginning held that Efshir B'chalitza is crazy.
That's only in Rav Gittel.
And
in Rav Gittel, he felt that
explanation
way.
Explanation why there's no Yibum, why we don't say Esei Deichalosa say, is because there's an Eishesach. And Rav, at the end, even without Rav Gittel's drasha, It's just saying, Esher b'chalitza is a
that's
great svara.
Because it doesn't work with Reb Gidol. If you have Reb Gidol, then he doesn't need the pasuk of Yevimto knocking out the Yibam. You just say Esher b'chalitza.
I understand. Rava holds. Rava in the beginning of the Gemara, Rava didn't hold of Esher b'chalitza.
No, but wait, he was asking on Reb Gidol, right?
Yeah, but Reb Gidol doesn't hold. The Gemara in the beginning did not hold that the svar of Esher b'chalitza.
Right, because it doesn't mix. Those two don't mix.
I understand, but the question is, once we have a pasuk, without any pasuk, we would not say the svar of Esher b'chalitza, and we would also not say a svar that the Esher b'chalitza comes back.
Who said
now
we
have a pasuk?
Who said that?
One second, please. Without any pasuk, if I didn't have any pasuk, I would say the essay of Yibum is Daicha the Losa say about Mana, the Kohen Gadol, Mina, Be'erset. There's an Eishes Ach, the Eishes Ach is gone. It doesn't mistar it. Efshe Bechalitza, I don't hold of Efshe Bechalitza. Comes along the Pasik and tells me that you're wrong. What you thought that we would say, essay Daicha the Losa say, is a mistake. Reb Gidol says, ain't essay. It's not true. But now we have a Kasha. What's trying the pasuk is going against the rule of essay daichalos. Say, so we have to say that the pasuk is teaching us something that in svara we wouldn't have said. Says the chaim d'shama. What's that something that in svara we wouldn't have said that the pasuk is teaching us? The pasuk is teaching us that the eishesah comes back. We svara d'nashe we would never say such a thing, but the svara is teaching us that. So I say, why this? What right do you have to say that the pasuk teaching you the Eishes Ach comes back? You could say the pasuk teaching you the svara of Esher b'chalitza. Granted that at this point in svara you don't hold in the svara of Esher b'chalitza, but also you don't hold in the svara that the Eishes Ach comes back. But just like you, the pasuk could be teaching you the svara that the Eishes Ach is here. So likewise, you can teach you the svara of Esher b'chalitza. So you have to say that Rava, who has the kasha on Rav Gidol, that the Hezber has to be at the Eishes Ach is here, held that Esher b'chalitza is such a crazy, crazy, crazy possibility that even after there's a pasuk, we're not going to say it. And now, at the end, Rava turns around and says, you know what? Esher b'chalitza is a great svara. I love it. So that's making the switch between the original Rava and the second Rava, extremely great. The original Rava held that even when you see from the Torah that something strange is happening here, that the Torah says that Chai Lavim is Ein Dav Yibum, we're not going to tighten it up because of Esher b'chalitza, because Esher b'chalitza is a crazy svara. And at the end, Rava likes his far of Esher b'chalitza.
Why can't it be that he reads Rav Gidol? If this guy goes into the Bia, he's getting a kares. He's getting a kares if he goes to the position.
Rav Gidol doesn't say getting kares. The Brisa says in Balo Kano. So the Brisa says, excuse me, the Brisa says in Balo Kano. So we know from the Brisa, and that's why the Gemara shlugged up Rav Gidol. Because Rav Gidol. This should be, does that make sense in Baal O'Connell? Now, how did the Gemara know that according to Rav Gidol there's a kares? So says the Chaim d'Shlaimo, because otherwise there's no explanation to the Torah. How could the Torah say such a crazy thing that there's no mitzvah yibum? Don't you know Esei Deichelosa say? What happened to Esei Deichelosa say? So what's the problem? What do you mean what happened? I'll tell you, because Esher b'chalitza. So where did the Gemara know? Where did Rava, who's attacking Rav Gidol, how did Rava know that there has to be an iterations of in order to explain why ain't essay Taifalosa say maybe the explanation of the pasuk is because of Esher b'chalitza?
Isn't that Stamakasha on the Rajma though?
I don't know. I don't have the Cheshbon of the answer.
Someone's bringing the Rajba, that Gufa, to answer the Kasha. Rabbi's saying, I have a better answer. That is the Rajba. The Rajba says, to answer that Stira, he says, you say the Svar, the Eishes Ach is there. Because the Shomer's trick is to say it's only mikayach that. So why doesn't Rebbe Stam ask on the Rajba? He should say after b'chalitza.
The Rajba was not. I don't think the Rajba was not going on Rava. I don't know. I don't have the cheshbon well enough.
So is Rebbe suggesting that Rav Gidol could just say like Rava? Is that basically what Rebbe's saying?
No. The Rajba is not speaking on Rava. The Rajba is not speaking on that day. But the Chemda Shlaima is going in Rava. It's schwer. I'm pretty sure the Rajba is not going on Rava. I don't think so.
So the Chemda Shlomo's version of Rava and Rav Gidol could really be holding the same thing.
The Chemda Shlomo's version of Rava, when Rava shrugged up Rav Gidol, is totally opposite of when Rava turns around and says later, I changed my mind. He switches from Svaras Hafuchas. And that is very schwer. It's one thing to say he made a small little change. And the Gemara itself has a shaila. Is it Efshir b'chalitza or not Efshir b'chalitza? We say chalitza b'vakol mitzvah l'amukah. But to say that this to such a big switch that the Havamina held that it's impossible to say such a thing, and therefore it gives you a right to be mechadesh that there must be an Eish HaSach, even though in Svara we don't think there's an Eish HaSach. And the Maskana is saying that it's more logical without any hechrach to say that is very daifik. I think that's very daifik. I know. And did I make any sense to anyone? I think
Rebbe basically saying that according to the Chemda Shlomo, Rava could have given the pshat in Rav Gidol that it was because of the fact that it was Efshir L'Chaim Shneim, instead of saying because of the
Rav said that this in Svara, I don't hold it in Svara of Efshir L'Chaim Shneim, because at this stage he doesn't hold of it. But you, Rav Gidol, are darshing from a pasuk that there's no Yibum. That means the phone from the pasuk that the Svara that we don't say here, Efshir L'Chaim Shneim. That's what Rava should have said. And then he went about a kasha on Rav Gidol. The reason why Rava didn't say that is because Rava in the beginning was so adamant against the Svara of Efshir L'Chaim Shneim that he thought that's not an option. So it makes a Svara as Hafuchis that Rava in the beginning felt that Efshir L'Chaim Shneim is not even an option, even if you have a Hechrok from the Torah. And Rava at the end held it's a good Svara. I think that's a valid guy.
And it's not possible that we know from Rav Gidol somehow that if the Bia does absolutely nothing according to Rava, he also does something, and that's why there's a split.
I just thought of, I'm sorry.
Meaning according to Rav Gidol, if there's an Eish HaSachas there, he could do whatever he wants. He's getting a kareis if he does Bia. Right? So, but according to Rava, he's getting, I don't know what, a quasi-Kedushin, a quasi-Yibum, something.
Right.
So, that's not the same thing.
Who tells Rava that according to Rav Gidol, there's an Eish HaSach? It's only because the Shlomo says, because Rava's bothered by a catch Rav Gidol. Pasuk makes no sense. We should say, Esei Deicha, Losa, say. But what do you mean? There's such a simple answer to that kasha. Efshir L'Chaim Shneim. Okay. Anyway, that's I believe that's okay. All right. I'm gonna leave this Chemda Shlomo. It's just in the big scheme of things, it's just a confusion because it's another sheet in the middle where it's the Marsha sheet that you get a Kinyan Yibum. But it's a Kinyan Yibum of he throws in this new concept of a quasi Yibum, which we never had before, because it's a Bia Psuda. Okay. All right, Ashikaya. I think I'm going to start.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you so much.
A brand new Sugya. What, I'm sorry, Gedalia?
I said thank you. Thank you. I thought it was great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ashikaya.
Do we know which Sugya?
So Moshe Lehrfeld wants me to do Yudawin. Let me look about, he said, you got to get away from you. He wants me to give the guy the little break of your vomit. So about Beishame and Beisido, but also Gedivrayim, but also Gedivrayim. And then about Ein Vashkichim and Basco, he thinks it's a little.
A non-Yibim Suga.
And he thinks we should give it. That was Moshe Leivel's suggestion, that we should go off a little bit from Yavamis. It's a very nice Suga. And it's very Nogay and Amaisa. The Shida is, someone had asked me this Shida. And let's say, I hope, yes, someone actually asked me the Shida yesterday. The Yeshiva, let's say we go at the Yeshiva, we have the Dunkin' Donuts here near the Yeshiva, which is, they make donuts. It has a CRC hashtag. According now, supposedly, someone said he's a big cousin of Rabbi Heinemann. Rabbi Heinemann says that it's Osir, because I don't know whether it's Bishop Hakam, I think. He owes it Bishop Hakam. And
there's a big shiloh about donuts, whether considered cooking or baking.
Right, okay, whatever it is. So the yeshiva, the local Florida Hampshire is mego on it. But apparently, I'm just telling you what this person told me. Is he the chassid of Heinemann? And Rav Heinemann says that Bishop Akum and it's Usher. But the yeshiva follows a local rabbanim, and therefore people sometimes bring it into the yeshiva. So can he go ahead? He has yard site. Can he serve Dunkin' Donuts at his yard site?
That he wouldn't eat himself.
He wouldn't eat it. Not just he wouldn't eat himself. That he wouldn't eat himself is one thing. He mamish holds like Rav Heinemann. He's a chassid. Rav Heinemann chassid. So Rav Heinemann says it's usher. So he doesn't just say he wants to be machmer. He owes it. He's going. He owes it's usher. So can he go ahead and serve it? Because other people say it's mutter. Or does it make a difference if he just machmer or if he's usher? You know that like. What, you know, depending on why he wouldn't eat it. He wouldn't eat it himself. And anyway, that was the shot. So it really depends on this sugya. A little bit. When you hold something is usher, are you allowed to be machshir the other person in his shita?
Rabbi, is that the same thing? If you don't open up bottles or soda bottles on Shabbos, like ask somebody else to open it up for you.
It's the same thing, except that over there, I'm assuming that if you don't open, it's not that you mamish hold it's usher. You know, there's different opinions, and I like to be yaitzi according to everybody. I'm a tzaddik. I want to be yaitzi according to everyone. It's more, that's also a shayla. It's a good shayla. But in this case, if the person was asking me was a little bit worse. Like he's a Talmud of Heinemann. And Rav Heinemann says it's usher. So it's not just that he wants to be machmer. It's because he wants to be yotzi all the day as himself. He feels as he has to follow his Rebbe Shita. His Rebbe said it's usher. He holds, he is a Talmud of Haiman, and it's usher. So that's already a bigger shine. Okay, anyway.
What did Rebbe tell him?
I told him that probably not. Did you hold
where on your dollar is this?
You can't serve
where
it. Your dollar is this? How can you serve it?
Right, where in your dalet is this?
It starts.
I'm an olive from a base for souls.
You test your dalet on the bag. Maybe either from Gufa, probably from Gufa, about eight lines down. So it really starts from Tashma, really from Tashma. And then later on, it gets in to.
Where's the Toshma?
What?
Where's the
Toshma? In the middle of your Dalet Amid Bey. In the nine, the two, the one third of the way down.
Afalpi? Afalpi? Afishnechleku, then?
Yes.
Okay.
And it could be, you have to look a little bit earlier. And maybe the way it goes before even do.
So where do we begin?
I'll look. The shayla is, should we start from... okay, I have to look. Because it really could be we start on you test you dad. I'm an Aleph. Tosh from over there. Toshma. And there, then that's probably we have to start there too.
If Pastor Rebbe could send an email, maybe.
Okay, I'll have to look. Let me look where we find we should start from. Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll start earlier. Okay.
Thank you. I'll look at that right now.
I'm trying to. Maybe because I want to do also the Mashkim and Basco around earlier. So, okay.
So Rebbe, thank you for all the work on Daf Chav.
What?
Thank you for all the work on Daf Chav.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.